You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has notched up its 33rd consecutive day with zero new coronavirus cases, and Premier Daniel Andrews is proud of that achievement.
We have now had a long run of 0 days. We have achieved something that no other country in the world has been able to achieve, any jurisdiction anywhere. That's something that Victorians should be proud of.
But viral fragments have been detected in wastewater at a Colac treatment plant in Victoria's southwest. Victoria's testing commander, Jerome Wymar, says anyone in Colac who is in poor health should get tested for COVID-19.
There's been some excellent detective work by our colleagues in Barwon Health in the last 24 hours, and we have identified somebody who has moved back into the area who may still be shedding the virus, and we believe they may be the cause of the recent detects we've seen.
Mr. Andrews has also noted once international borders open again, the state will be under pressure to deliver a robust hotel quarantine program. He says he's confident defence personnel will be made available for the updated hotel quarantine system when it restarts next week.
We have sufficient resources to be able to, if you like, cover that while we're getting people trained up, and training's obviously critically important. We want people to have the best skills and to know exactly the risks that they're dealing with.
Queensland has recorded 3 new overseas cases of coronavirus in hotel quarantine. And in South Australia, it's the 4th day that no new COVID-19 infections have been detected which are linked to the Parafield cluster. That Adelaide outbreak has 33 coronavirus cases, and the emergency department doctor who helped identify the first infected person has returned to work. Dr. Dharmini Thuratnam says she is overwhelmed and humbled by the community's support of her efforts in noticing the symptoms of an 81-year-old patient.
During my consultation with her, I noticed her to be coughing. I wanted to get that swab out. It doesn't matter what the result is, but knowing COVID is the big thing that's going on now, that came as part of the test result from the swab. But I didn't expect her to come back as COVID positive.
Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says she's under pressure despite several days of no new infections in South Australia.
But we do have to remember that this virus has a long incubation period of 14 days. And we do know that whilst we have done really the best that we possibly could in this situation, there are still possibly people that had got a pizza from the Woodville Pizza Bar that we weren't able to get hold of.
Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says New South Wales has recorded 25 consecutive days with no locally acquired cases.
There still may be transmission among people who have unrecognised infections with mild or no symptoms. Though restrictions are easing, now is not the time to be complacent.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state's quarantine system needs to remain strong to minimise future risk in her state. She's announced from Monday the 4-square-metre rule will shift to a 2-square-metre policy, except at gyms and nightclubs.
So it's really important to note that, again, for weddings, for funerals, for corporate events, for hospitality venues, that upper cap is gone. What you do need to adhere to is safe social distancing and the 2-square-metre rule, which is very important.
Standing will be allowed again at outdoor hospitality venues, and 50 patrons can be on a dance floor at a time. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says although she's cautiously optimistic about COVID-19 now, the situation can change quickly.
We are confident to recommend at this point that we go for easing restrictions. Also, we have made it very clear that if we do see clusters, because we are so open, that we will potentially have to go backwards.
It's a timely reminder ahead of Christmas that infections can reappear at any point in time. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.